New York to Savannah, Georgia, when the accident occurred. The NTSB and other federal officials are investigating the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
That Newark, New Jersey lead scare is prompting New Jersey lawmakers to take a closer look at the state's aging infrastructure. Sarah Lee Kessler has the story.
The Assembly Environment Committee is holding a hearing this afternoon. It'll consider New Jersey's drinking water pipes. It wants to know specifically whether they pose a risk of lead contamination. The hearing comes after alarming lead levels were found in drinking water at 30 public schools in Newark. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Meanwhile, Flint, Michigan Mayor Karen Weaver says the city is not planning to sue the state of Michigan, despite filing a notice to do so recently. Weaver says the court filing is precautionary and says she fully intends to keep working with Governor Rick Snyder and other state officials to solve that city's lead-contaminated water crisis. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news at usaradio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The Supreme Court is refusing to take up appeals by Walmart and Wells Fargo in a pair of class action judgments. With the justices deciding not to hear the Walmart case, a lower court's ruling stands that awards over millions of dollars to over 180,000 Walmart workers in Pennsylvania. They claim Walmart did not pay them for all their hours worked and would not let them take full meal and rest breaks. The Supreme Court also left in place a $203 million judgment against Wells Fargo, which customers said charged excessive overdraft fees. Alaska Airlines is buying Virgin America. In an online video, Alaska CEO Brad Tilden says they're very excited about the merger.
And we'll be the fifth largest airline in the United States. Virgin America and Alaska are two great airlines that consistently deliver low fares and an outstanding customer experience. We're creating the premier airline for people who live anywhere on the West Coast.
The deal is worth around $2.6 billion. The agreement builds up Alaska's presence in California with increased facilities in L.A. and San Francisco. The company headquarters will remain in Seattle, and the merger will also increase the number of gates in Washington and New York. Former NBA greats Allen Iverson and Shaquille O'Neal are among this year's electees to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. This is USA Radio News.
News powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com. Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Hillary Clinton claims the FBI has yet to contact her during an investigation into the use of a private email server while Secretary of State.
Back in August, we made clear that I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody might have, and I stand by that.
The Democratic presidential frontrunner on NBC's Meet the Press denying reports that she and her top aides would be interviewed by an agency. She again admitted her decision to use the server was a mistake, but said she thought it was the right thing to do. Dozens of fire trucks called into Newark Airport in New Jersey after an early morning fire at Terminal B. It broke out in the ceiling of a boiler room at the terminal. 200 passengers on a flight bound for Hong Kong were evacuated not once but twice when firefighters became concerned that the fire may have flared up again. In the east, the Springtime Festival canceled yesterday after high winds collapsed two tents and damaged others. The National Park Service announcing the Cherry Blossom Festival was closed as a result of heavy winds affecting the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Police in Chicago continue trying to make an effort to remove guns from the streets. Interim Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson pleased with the results of a gun buyback event on Saturday at Westside Church.
A real positive sign. Anything that we can do to get these guns off the street is a plus. It's a win for us.
Over 200 guns were turned in. Each person who brought in a weapon received a $100 gift card. No questions asked. A couple's unborn baby delivers a message of hope. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the story.
A couple in Boston is expecting a peaceful baby, as their most recent ultrasound has revealed. During a routine pregnancy checkup, Janine and Ryan Godfrey's doctor showed them an ultrasound of their child flashing the peace sign from the womb. Along with finding out a bit about their child's personality, the Godfrey's were also told that they were having a boy. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Baltimore recovering from a weekend of high winds. Gene Friedman says his home was damaged because of them.
We heard a little crack, followed by a really, really big crack.
There were several vacant buildings that collapsed from the wind over the weekend. They were as high as 62 miles an hour Saturday and into Sunday. James Miller lives in Baltimore, says what he saw the wind due to a vacant building in the city was just terrifying.
I just heard this loud sound like, wow, wow. I mean, like, it was serious. Like, you didn't thought it was like Hurricane Katrina.
The gusts causing power outages in that area as well. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 39 degrees in Flemington. It's overcast skies. 90% chance of precipitation. Today is Monday. It's April 4th, 2016. Rain likely with a chance of snow this morning. That's right, snow this morning. Then rain this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Becoming west around 15 miles an hour. In the afternoon, chance of precipitation is 90%. Mostly cloudy with rain likely in the evening tonight, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-20s. North winds around 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. For tomorrow, sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. North winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The 6th, partly sunny. Highs around 50. Showers on Thursday. Highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 40s on Friday the 8th. And Saturday, partly sunny and highs in the mid-40s. Temperatures in that area. There's some thunderstorms coming on our way. 40 over at the at Hillsboro, 37 at the county complex, 39 up in Tewksbury, 35 up in Clinton, 36 up at Glen Gardner, 38 Phillipsburg, 39 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
All right, good morning, Hunter. She took the midnight train. Here's me live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, folks, over the wire. We're not over there. We're the only 24-hour talking air radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Harlan County. Well, I'm back. It's been a long, hard week. One of those perfect storms when your computer blows up with all your material, all your connections, and then you get an illness that you haven't had in 40 years. And all that comes at the same time. So it's been a tough week, and we're back together. Not completely. Still got some things we're still working out, but appreciate everybody's patience. And I appreciate Jeannie Murphy giving the opportunity to rest while she took the reins there on Friday. So thank you, Jeannie. All right, well, it's Monday, and it's April, but it feels like February. How did that happen? So we're here and taking care of things. First things first, we got a lot of traffic we got to talk about. Lots of things have come up that we got to cover on HERTTMA.com. So looking at the alerts, we have a number of them. Starting at started out at 7:22 this morning. An incident on 78 to 287 in Bedminster, a tractor-trailer fire. Northbound at exit 22, Far Hills, all lanes closed and detoured. Delays back to 78, use alternate route if taking 287 northbound from 78. And so that's causing a lot of congestion. And that's what all of these incidents happen to be. As of 7:21, delays between exit 18 and exit 29 due to an accident. So 78 is backed up. Berkeley Heights, delays on 78 eastbound, exit 43, County Route 655, just due to volume. So your trip, eastbound and westbound and northbound, are all being affected by volume and traffic tractor-trailer incident. That is Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll do Michelle Heidi at 8:30. We'll talk about the markets. I have no idea what they've been doing as I've been laid up in bed. And then at 8:40, we talk with Al War. We get business with Al. Al War comes on and talks about local businesses. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to replay the show from Friday that Jeannie Murphy did with the folks from the powwow. Stephen Kaufman, Dr. Stephen Kaufman from Raritan Valley Community College. Excuse me. And Emily Raven, she's and her and Little Bear are come on and talk all about the powwow. It's going to take place on Saturday, and I'm working out that I'll be over there to broadcast and interview folks, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. I'm kind of jealous that I missed out on the initial interview, but I'm going to get the better half of it by going over and visiting with those folks later. At 11 o'clock, we have Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow comes over here, executive chef of Jake's Restaurant on 31. He's also a teacher over at the Polytech and runs the Connections Cafe. And Bill gives you all sorts of advice, information about doing well in the kitchen, recipes, and certain ingredients to make the right choices. At 2 o'clock, it's Mental Health Matters, Laurie Cartwright, award-winning show helping people with brain injuries and brain illness and understanding those, helping those people understand it and helping their support and their caregivers understand it, give you the best advice, coming from NAMI of Hunterdon. Chris Phelan and Larry Cartwright, co-host and sometimes alternate, Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air from 3 to 4. Medical Center on the Air gives you people, places, and programs that are going on over at the Medical Center as it continues to grow in and outside of Hunterdon County. Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5. She's helping people understand the topics and viewpoints that are making headlines in Hunterdon County, and there's tons of them. So I don't know how Georgine picks and chooses what she wants to talk about, but there's a lot to filter out because there's a lot to talk about. And finally, Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, Ruth Ann Brown, Celebration of a Lifetime. She's a celebrant and an officiant, and she comes on at 5 to 6 on your commute home and helps you understand and get to know some folks that she comes, has some great visits with. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, folks, I'm sorry I don't have my arsenal of music until I get my computer built again. I'm working with some skeleton work here, so you'll have to bear with me. All right, it's time for us to check the celebration observances for the month, week, and day from brownielocks.com. Today is Adopt a Greyhound Month, Atlanta Food and Wine Month, Arab American Heritage Month, ASPCA Month, that's the organization oversees copyrighted material, Alcohol Awareness Month, Amateur Radio Month. There are some days when it feels like that. Autism Awareness Month, Cancer Control Month, Car Care Month, Celebrate Diversity Month, Child Abuse Prevention Month, International Cesarean Awareness Month, Community Spirit Days, Confederate History Month, Couple Appreciation Month. It's Defeat Diabetes Month, Distracted Driving Awareness Month, Emotional Overeating Awareness Month, Fair Housing Month, Financial Literacy Month, Fresh Florida Tomatoes Month. When you think of Florida, you don't think of tomatoes, do you? You think of oranges. Frog Month, Genocide and Human Rights Awareness Month, Global Astronomy Month, Global Child Nutrition Month, and Grange Month. We'll get to H tomorrow. For today, it's A Pause Pooper Scooper Week. It's Golden Rule Week. Laugh at Work Week. I do that most of the time anyway. Medication Safety Week. Testicular Cancer Awareness Week. International Tree Climbing Days. We missed that. That was the weekend, 2nd and 3rd. National Robotics Week. Just Pray No. Worldwide Weekend of Prayer and Fasting. Bat Appreciation Week. I think they're talking about the nocturnal animal. National Blue Ribbon Week, National Public Health Week, National Window Safety Week, Week of the Ocean, Explore Your Career Options starts today, along with Hate Week, the Masters Tournament, my favorite week of the year, starts this week. National Youth Violence Week, Youth Violence Prevention Week, Yo-Yo and Skill Toys Week starts on the 9th. And for today, it is International Day for Mine awareness and assistance in mine action. I think they're talking about the explosives. Square Root Day. It's Tater Day, which is sweet potatoes. Victims of Violence Holy Day. It's Vitamin C Day. And it's World Rat Day. So there you have it. Celebrations and observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. And, oh, speaking of vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and Sally Graziano reports on the 31st that Hunterdon Addiction Recovery Program is a model for in New Jersey, a program that gives resource information to people struggling with addictions and other crises is spreading in Hunterdon County and beyond. The START initiative, known as Steps in Action Recovery and Treatment, has been endorsed by the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police and will be piloted in counties around New Jersey. The program provides a packet of information to people when they're in the most vulnerable. In Hunterdon County, each packet contains the Hunterdon County Resource Guide to Adolescent and Young Adult Services, information provided by Hunterdon Healthcare on services provided by Hunterdon Behavioral Health, the 9/11 Good Samaritan Law, the Overdose Prevention Act, Crime Stoppers, and the Prosecutor's Office Victims Witness Unit. Endorsed by the State Police Chiefs Association, the START program will be piloted in each county in New Jersey, pairing law enforcement with locally available prevention treatment resources. When the initiative began in the county, START packets were given to people as they were released from jail or police custody. In 2014, the program expanded, with packets being made available at branches of the Hunterdon County Library and through the Department of Human Services. Now it's expanding further, and Hunterdon Medical Center's Emergency Department will be handing the packets out too, along with first responders. The packets were introduced to healthcare providers, first responders, and others during a special program and training by the New Jersey State Police on Wednesday, March 23rd. The training addressed current trends and conditions of drug trafficking, opiates to heroin. Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III, his Chief of Detectives John J. Kaczynski, Hunterdon Healthcare President and CEO Robert P. Wise, and Safe Community Coalition Project Director Leslie Gable launched the latest effort. Quote, addiction affects not only the lives of the addict and their friends and family, it also affects the community, Kearns said. If a chemically dependent person seeks help and curbs their addiction, society as a whole benefits, and that person then is less likely to become involved with the criminal justice system. This initiative not only helps the person suffering from addiction, it will ultimately help preserve the quality of life here in Hunterdon County. Rise said, the hospital's partnership in the program is a critical step in working together to help improve the health and safety of our community. Quote, as the local hospital, we understand that addictions are a serious illness, but are treatable. We hope the Steps to Action Recovery and Treatment, or START packets, is a beginning step to helping to save a life and get the individual the information he or she needs to get help. The START referral packets were funded by Hunterdon Healthcare, Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office, the Hunterdon County Police Chiefs Association, and the Safe Coalition Communities Coalition. We are grateful to have the New Jersey State Association of Chief of Police endorse the and look forward to launching a partnership within other counties in New Jersey, said Kaczynski. The START initiative provides direct local referrals to persons and families struggling with addiction, said Reddington Police Chief Sebastian Donnarumma, representing both Hunterdon County Chiefs and the State Association of Chiefs. Our police officers are providing with the START packets and are able to offer those referrals when handing calls on addiction or overdoses, especially when Narcan is used to reverse an overdose. In other signs of partnership, Narcan, also known as Naloxone, is being funded by Hunterdon Healthcare and provided to police to save lives, Kearns said. To date, police officers in Hunterdon County have saved over 20 lives. We are grateful for the partnership we have developed with Robert Wise and the Hunterdon Healthcare Community, as well as the Safe Communities Coalition. This is an all-in approach to deal with this epidemic, one that must be fought on multiple fronts. So we are a leader. We are a leader, and we don't have the problem nearly what everybody else does. And yet we are trying to find a way to make sure it does not get any worse in our county. And being that we've come up with that option, others' counties are looking to help or take advantage of it as well. Nothing more to say about that. That's vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old Disc Jockey Almanac has celebrity birthdays for today. April 4th, 2016. Actress in Anger Management, Daniela Bobadilla, is 23. From Red State and Zoolander, Alexa Nicholas is 24. Crossroads and All That, Jamie Lynn Spears, 25. Warhorse, Jeremy Irvine is 26. From Dracula Untold, Sarah Geddon, 29. Spring Breakers, Rachel Corrine is 30. 33rd birthday of Amanda Rigetti from The Mentalist. The Guardians, Benjamin Ciramello is 35. Interstellar, Colette Wolfe is 36. American Pie actress Natasha Lyonne is 37. From Psych and Don't Come Knocking, James Rhode is 40. Television personality, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Joyce Giraud is 41. Magician David Blaine is 43. I Can't Think Straight, Lisa Ray, 44. Singer Jill Scott, 44. Swaving Private Ryan, Barry Pepper is 46. The Facts of Life, Nancy McKeon is 50. From The Avengers, Robert Downey Jr. is 51. Comedian and actor David Cross is 52. Iron Eagle, Robbie Rist is 52. Television host, Graham Norton, 53. Any Day Now, Lorraine Toussaint is 56. The Matrix and V for Vendetta, Hugo Weaving is 56. Atlantis and the Lost Empire, Phil Morris, 57. Sweet and Lowdown, Constance Shulman, 58. Television producer, David E. Kelly is 60. Miss Florida, USA, 1975. Mary Margaret Humes is 62. Sherry Lungi is 64 from Excalibur. Christine Lottie is 66 from Running on Empty. Coach Craig T. Nelson is 72 today. World Golf Hall of Famer Joanne Conner is 77. Hugh Masekela, trumpet player, Grazing in the Grass, 77. Seinfeld, Estelle Harris is 88. In Brazil, and an ideal husband, Peter Vaughn, 93 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntershuber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time to get Michelle Heide on the phone. We're going to talk investments. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There could be some delays on the Amtrak line between Philadelphia and Wilmington, Delaware today after that train hits a backhoe on the tracks, killing the operator and a supervisor. Sent the train off the rails yesterday morning, landing dozens in local hospitals. At least 22 Al-Qaeda terrorists killed during an airstrike on their headquarters in northern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying it happened Sunday night. Donald Trump says he agrees that abortion is murder, but the laws should stay the way they are.
I would have liked
to have seen, you know, this be a states' rights. I would have preferred states' rights. I think it would have been better if it were up to the states.
The GOP presidential frontrunner attempting to clarify his stance on abortion in a tape interview with CBS's Face the Nation. He also calls on Ohio Governor John Kasich to drop out of the presidential race and quit stealing delegates. There are 42 of them up for grabs in Wisconsin tomorrow. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com. Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Hillary Clinton claims...
All right. I'm back, and Michelle is back, and we're going to talk the markets. And Michelle, the only thing I saw that was surprise, was that we're now in the black and at very high highs, and everybody's happy about it.
Exactly. It's interesting. We had the Dow and the S&P both posting two straight quarters of gains, and we had the best comeback since 1933 in terms of how we started off this year and then how the quarter ended. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of optimism out there, yet Joe and I are kind of looking at the charts, looking at information, and we're like, remaining cautious, I shall say.
Yeah.
Whether it ends up being the old adage of sell in May and go away for a little while and wait to see when it's going to correct itself again, or we'll have to see. But so far for April, we ended up closing higher on Friday. So even on April Fool's Day, we ended up closing a little bit higher. Then we had the Dow up 107 points, which actually beat its December 4th. High of last year. So again, kind of back to where we started from, not that we're erasing the entire quarter, but if you take a look at the charts and where we were and how far we've come. And then let's see, in overnight trading, we had Asian markets somewhat mixed. European markets had a little bit of a choppy start to the trading day, but they have since recovered and are currently trading in the green. And here in the U.S., the futures are slightly but relatively flat. We're continuing to watch, no surprise here, the price of oil. Although we really haven't spoken about oil too much over the past couple weeks. But right now we're trading somewhere around the $36.76 a barrel after we dipped close to the $36 a barrel. So whether, it looks like we're probably, although we can't say with certainty, past the point where I think it was, I forget which company the fellow was from that was predicting $20 a barrel oil. I don't think that.
That was Goldman Sachs.
I think it happened. but things have definitely been stabilizing a bit. And the big news this morning was actually corporate news. Alaska Air agreeing to buy Virgin Atlantic for $57.
Wow.
Virgin Atlantic shares up quite a bit higher this morning. JetBlue had also put in a bid at one point to buy them, but Alaska Air ended up outbidding them. So it does look like that deal's going to go through. They're expecting it to close in January of 2017. And then other than that, we have a couple more Fed presidents on the speaking circuit today. We have Eric Rosengren speaking at 10:15 today. And then after the market closes, we have Minneapolis and Dallas Fed presidents both speaking as well. So I'm sure we'll continue to get mixed reviews in terms of what's happening there. So it looks like we'll probably open the markets here in the U.S. at least slightly higher and see where we go from here. Right now, looking over across the ocean, we've got European markets again. They started off a little bit choppy, but the DAX and the CAC 40 are both up about 0.75%, and the FTSE is up about 0.6%. But here in the U.S., the Dow futures up about 16, S&P up just under 4, and the NASDAQ up about 6.
You know, I'm looking at the S&P chart right now for a year, and we're not at the all-time high. You know that?
Right.
Yeah, so all this fun and games, we really haven't hit the true resistance, and there's a lot of it. The high, from what I see on the chart right now, is 2130, which is about 50 points higher than where we are right now.
Right.
And that we hit that about three times, or around there about three times, before we plummeted down in September, August to September last year. And then we went back up to that same plateau just about in November, and then came all the way back down to the same place we were in September. And now we're going all the way back up again. So, you know, the good news is we're playing in that range. The good news is that we continue to test it. The question is, do we break through? So far, the first two attempts did not do it. Maybe third time's a charm.
Exactly. We shall see.
And that Virgin deal is unbelievable. Good for Alaska Airlines. They've been maintaining a great balance sheet for years. One of the best. You always hear about Southwest, but Alaska was doing exactly the same thing, and now they can take advantage of it. And they're going to be a dominant player in that boutique airline circuit. That's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess our man, his name escapes me now.
Richard Branson.
Yes, Richard Branson. I guess he's got other things to do now, right?
Exactly.
Got bored with the airlines. So.
Yep. Moving on to the next thing. Yeah, pretty interesting.
Well, all right. Very cool. Well, it's good to hear your voice, Michelle. Appreciate you coming on again.
Good to hear your voice as well. It's good to be back on the air.
Thank you.
As we mentioned off air, I'm glad to hear that pieces and parts are getting back together with the computer, and your pieces and parts are starting to feel a little bit better as well.
Yeah, well, we're getting there. So, I'll get my computer, a new computer. I'm using another one right now, and I'm enjoying the fact that I'm actually working with a much faster computer than I've been working with for years. So a lot of things that I've been tolerating for years, I'm going, oh, wow, this works a lot better now. So the new one I'm going to get is going to allow me to do a lot more as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Cool.
So,
All right. Excellent.
Well, I guess we'll talk with you tomorrow. But right now you're telling me the futures are hanging, right? We're not doing much.
Exactly. We're kind of, relatively flat. Up a little bit, but relatively flat at this point.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you again. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. We got a freeze warning, believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, we're going to be down in the 20s tonight. So,
oh, boy.
If you got anything out in the yard, you might have to bring it in, including the kids and the pets.
Ah, good idea.
All right. So,
All right.
Have a good one, Michelle. Thank you.
All right.
Take
you
care.
Too, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associate Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning 100 and 100chamberradio.com. We're going to take a break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning 100 in a moment.
Took the minute. Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution.
With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
With Al on, and Al, we missed you last week, and I apologize for that. It was a tough week for me, but we got everybody back together and doing a reunion tour now.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. So I know you had a lot to talk about last week that I couldn't get to, so let's pack it in as quickly as we can. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, last week I was writing about the Women's Business Forum, which is coming up. The Leadership Summit is coming up on Tuesday, April 19th. And this week I'm writing about the SEDS program in Hunterdon, Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, which is they have meetings scheduled starting this coming Monday, which explains the system. So both things are related to economic development in Hunterdon.
Yes, absolutely. Very familiar with both, as a matter of fact, but coming at it from two different perspectives, right? Because the SEDS is trying to get it from, as you said, comprehensive, whereas the Women's Leadership Summit is trying to focus on obviously the female demographic to the most part.
Right. There are more women go into business than men do. I don't know exact figures, but I'm quoting from the Department of Commerce, which they say that many more women start businesses than do men these days. Which and of course any group that starts businesses needs help. So I think this is the seventh annual meeting of the Women's Leadership Summit and the Business Forum, which is meeting on April the 19th at the Ryland Inn. It's a pretty much an all-day affair. It's not limited to women. Men can attend as well, but the focus is on women in business. And this year, the focus is on communication, connections, and community. And they have several speakers. Ann Thornton is one of the ones. She was a founding member of the Women's Business Forum. This is part of the Chamber of Commerce activity. And she runs MSI Plumbing and Remodeling and has for years. And she's the opening speaker for the event.
Yes. Ann's a very special individual. And breaks the mold, right? Not too many, you wouldn't think many females would be running a construction and plumbing company, but
yeah,
she's been very viable for years.
She's they're in their 30th year of operation, so any time a business goes past 5 years, you must be doing something right.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. She also wrote a book recently. I don't know if she told you that.
I don't know that. I don't know the book. What was the book?
I don't know the title. I just saw it passing on Facebook, so I'll have to find the info.
We'll have to dig into it.
Yes, sir.
If you go up on MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, you'll find it. Or Google Ann Bonin, and she's all over the place.
I bet. I'll do that. Okay. So, all right. Ann's one of the keynotes. Excellent.
Yeah. I spoke also with a couple of other people. Ruth Ann Brown does relationship building, and she's going to be talking about that. The whole focus of the thing has to do with networking and relationship building. And she and Judy Gold, who is a Coldwell banker, real estate person, we'll be talking about how you do networking, not just creating business networks, but how you expand them and grow them.
Right. Wow. And Ruth Ann, obviously, you are well aware, but she's also host of Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour every Monday at 5 o'clock. So she's a celebrant.
She's right there.
She's got a gift of being able to put together a biography of a person in a very short period of time for any particular reason, and just has a great which all lends to communication, right?
Yeah. Connie Kelly runs CK Communications, and she's going to be talking about all types of methods of communicating: email, text, telephone, face-to-face, social media, along with how and when to use and what types work best in different types of businesses. So that's going to be an interesting exchange there with at the forum.
Yes, that's a great point. The challenge nowadays is that we keep adding. We never take anything away except for, like, the telegraph, right?
Yeah. The telegraph is pretty much gone.
Okay.
And I keep reading articles that says email is on the way out, but email for the purpose of extending your business area.
I don't buy that.
Email between you and me will go on for some time.
I don't know who's drinking what when they come up with that, but that ain't going away anytime soon. Wow.
That's
a bold statement.
You know, some of these writers look for any way to get your attention, and the headline that says email is dead, it will certainly get your attention. But when you read further, you realize they're talking about mass emails to mass numbers of people to try to reel in some new clients. That pretty much is a thing of the past, they're saying.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't want to get into the weeds of that.
Sure. All right.
Anyway, she'll be covering, Connie Kelly will be covering that in detail at this women's forum. If to attend, anybody can attend this session. It's going to be held at the Ryland Inn on April the 19th. And to make a reservation, you call the chamber.
Okay.
908-782-7115, in case people don't know the number.
I found Ann's book. It's on Amazon. And it's called Breakthrough Results: Tips, Tricks, and Techniques for Today's Experts for You and Your Business. It's paperback.
I would recommend it.
There you go.
Anybody who's been in business for 30 years has a great deal of good things to say.
There you go. So it's out there. It came out January 29th, and a contributor was Jean Ousler, who was a keynote speaker of last year's Women's Business Summit. So.
I will have to mention that in a conversation with future conversation with Ann. She didn't tell me about the book.
Yeah.
I could have given us some free promotion, maybe.
One of the
but we just did. so
yes.
good.
One of the best attributes of a leader is humble, right?
There you go.
So, there you go. So, all right, so you got the Women's Leadership Summit going on April 19th over the Ryland Inn. That's the second year it's going to be over there. It's a beautiful venue.
Beautiful place, yeah.
So how does
of course, it includes the meal, yeah.
Excellent. So how does this correlate now with the SEDS that you were talking about?
Well, SEDS has been going on for some time. I talked with both Suzanne Legay and Matthew Holt, as well as Sue DiAmara, who is the director of the planning board for the county. Suzanne and Matthew have been at this for some time. I think the thing started several years ago and has grown and grown, and they have put together quite a comprehensive CDS plan document, which you can access on the net, 100andSEDS.com, and you can read the whole thing. It's quite extensive. It's in-depth study and look-see at all the elements of the economic development of Hunterdon County. Right now, Hunterdon County is at a crossroads, at a transition. Holt was very specific in some of the numbers he gave me. The median age back in 1980 was 32, and today the median age in Hunterdon is 44. Plus, the population is declining, and there are growing numbers of empty nesters and retirees, and there are fewer children to attend school. The millennials are opting for a different type of lifestyle. They tend not to buy suburban houses. They tend to like walkable communities, either rent or buy. In a walkable community, in fact, Holt says his favorite line is, "Who's buying your home in 10 years?" And he doesn't know where they're coming from with the present trends in Hunterdon.
I've read all that, and actually, I was engaged in it when it was being developed.
Okay.
And I understand why they need to sound the alarm. But you and I both know that the speed of cycles continues to exponentially grow. So,
sure.
So the fact that you might be planning for 10 years from now may not be true. And I'm not saying not to do anything about it. I'm just saying...
Yeah, of course.
I'm just saying that you just don't know how to predict 10 years from now.
Well, you never know where you can identify trends. That's pretty easy to identify trends, and trends tend to become reality in the future if you don't do something to change that trend.
Correct.
And the purpose here, I think, is to be aware and make everybody in the county aware of the trends, and then. Let it well up from the bottom. This is not a top-down type of plan that they're trying to implement on the county. Let's be clear on that. Yep. It is more bottom up.
Yep.
And to that end, they have started going out into what do we have? 24 municipalities in the county.
26.
26, and they've already started that process. Suzanne and Matt Holt. They've already gone to West Amwell and Alexandria, and they have a series of 5 meetings planned during the next 2 weeks. In fact, this Friday they'll be at the Southridge Community Church there outside Clinton, and then on Monday the 11th they're going to be presenting at the Clinton Council and the Clinton Guild. Come together there at the museum. They have meetings planned for the Hunterdon Bar Association, the Milford Borough Council, the Flemington Rotary Club. Some of these are public sessions, and some are obviously private. The Hunterdon Bar Association is a private type of thing, but you got to get the word out and answer the questions that people have in order to generate the interest and try to put together an effort to change the trends that are going on in the county.
Yeah. And my fear, and I brought this up a number of times when I heard it almost a year and a half ago, is the amount of things that they're trying to do and the complexity of the things they're trying to do to change this trend. One of the biggest ones is transportation.